time just on 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. And welcome yet again to the Western Cape Government Department of Economic Development and Tourism Business Support Show. If you would like to send us a message via WhatsApp, the number is 0618621065. And of course, an SMS 32158. The keyword business support. And this show brought to you by the Western Cape Government. Better together. So, as I mentioned, we are back, and it's great to be back. And obviously, the Minister, David Maynard, the Western Cape Minister of Finance and Economic Opportunities, who has been joining us for the last few weeks to talk about all the different ways that the provincial government is supporting businesses to succeed in the Western Cape. This week, we're also joined by Nizam Joseph, the Acting Chief Director for Skills Development and Innovation at the Department for the Department of Economic Development and Tourism. Wow, that's a big title. Together with Olivia Dyer, the Director of Digital Economy Unit at the Department of Economic Development and Tourism. Good evening, gentlemen and lady.
Good evening.
It's great to see you. You all look a bit, you've had a hectic week, interesting week.
You can see. It's really great to join you this evening.
Okay, I hear that. I can hear that. So like I said earlier, if you've tuned in to our show last week, business facing some big challenges. And I mean, even if you've listened today, if you've been on, whether it's online, on Twitter, South African economy is at a recession for its third time. Stats SA revealed that the country's GDP now is by 1.4% in the fourth quarter of 2019. Now, yeah, like I said earlier on, we've got, you know, last week when we chatted, Minister, we spoke about a whole lot of things. Businesses facing some of the biggest challenges, such as load shedding, red tape. And today we're going to be talking about how the Western Cape government is assisting businesses to find the right people with the right skills to boost their productivity, as well as looking at the impact of digital transformation. I love that. And ensuring that our young people are employable and ready to compete in the workplace of the future. And that's the big challenge, I would say. Not just for South Africa, but the Western Cape. And you've been doing pretty well from what I see. Minister Maynard, welcome back. Last week, we talked about some of the challenges facing businesses. And you mentioned that there were many businesses in the Western Cape who have jobs available, but they're not always able to fill these roles because there is a shortage of certain sector-based skills. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, the world is changing.
Yeah.
You know, the skills required to do many jobs is changing. The way we work is changing. The workplace itself is changing. And what we found extraordinarily is that there are businesses in this province with jobs available, but they are not able to find people with the right skills to fill those positions. So that's why at the end of the day, I mean, we as a department are working hard to ensure that we understand what skill businesses require, and then working hard to make sure that people, especially young people, have the kind of skills that they need to fill those jobs. I mean, in my position, I wake up every morning thinking about the fact that there are about 600,000 people in our province alone that do not have jobs or have given up looking for jobs. That's why at the end of the day, as a department, we need to work on the demand and supply, making sure that people have the skills that they need to fill positions and jobs that are available in the Western Cape.
So what is the Western Cape government doing to help fill the gaps between skills demand and supply? Because that must be a bit challenging.
Well, our department has two units that are tackling the whole question of skill shortages in the Western Cape. We have the Skills Development and Innovation Unit, which is led by Nizam, and they play a big role in bringing the private sector, business and educational institutions together to determine what skills people need and then ensure that the right training materials and mechanisms are in place to ensure that people get the skills that they need. The unit is also extremely good at leveraging funds from national government and the private sector to put in place training programs to ensure that people gain experience and get placement in jobs in the Western Cape. Then, of course, we've also got our digital unit, which is led by Olivia. They work in the tech and digital skills space, making sure that young people get jobs in the digital economy. And I'm sure we're going to talk more about what they do this evening.
Let me focus on Nizam. As the Acting Chief Director of Skills Development and Innovation Unit, can you tell me a bit more about what is this unit? You know, what does it do? What work they are going to determine? What skills are in demand for business in this province?
Okay, so that's a two-part question.
Yeah.
Wayne. Firstly, thanks for having us.
Not a problem.
The Skills Development and Innovation Unit offers opportunities to unemployed, right? Mainly youth.
Okay.
More than 90% of all opportunities are directed towards the youth. We offered paid opportunities such as internships, apprenticeships, learnerships that offers skills transfers at the firm. So that's experiential learning at the firms, mainly in these vocations in which skills gaps typically exist.
Is there a period of time when they have these internships, more or less?
We take on candidates throughout the year.
Okay.
So we do have sort of a roster of types of programs we take on during the year. They typically range from as low as NQF-3 to as high as NQF-7. In some years, we even offered programs as high as NQF-8. So that's sort of master's honors level. We offer accredited programs such as software development, Microsoft, Java, software development, and all of these programs typically comes with a stipend, right? In terms of you ask which sectors are growing, where are the jobs being created?
Yes.
The BPO sector in the Western Cape, by the way, half of all jobs in the BPO sector that services the offshore market, all of them are in the Western Cape. This is a sector, it's business process outsourcing, it's call centers. We've got more than 30,000 jobs in that particular sector. It's a sector that's been growing more than 10% every single year. This is a really great pathway for recently graduated matriculants. By the way, just very quickly, if anywhere in the world, if you call Amazon or British Gas or Lufthansa, you know, these big companies,
yes,
all of those calls are terminated here in the Western Cape.
Okay.
Some other vocations that's in demand, ICT and tech jobs, software developers, they're always going to be in demand.
Yeah.
And those with experience will even, they're even more in demand. And then artisans, right, electricians, pipe fitters, those type of jobs. We still see significant demand for those jobs. There's also new type of skills that's required in that particular space. And in the Western Cape government, we are assisting, working with national government in developing these new vocations, such as bicycle mechanics, water process controllers, and PV installers. And this is particularly for business now. Our very business-friendly skills programs pays a stipend of between 2.5 to listen now, 7,000 rand a month for up to 12 months, right?
Well, I mean, there's quite a lot of students that's or youngsters, or like you said, 90% is you take on youth. And those that's listening, that would like to be part of this. I mean, if they want more information, how do they get in contact with you?
www.westerncape.gov.za. If you search skills programs, learnerships, it will take you to the relevant links.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone has got a question or they would like to WhatsApp, the number is 061-862-1065. Nizam, I'm still with you before I go over to Olivia. So what has your research told you if a young person desperate for a job, in what areas should be training, should I be training, and how can the Department of Economic Development and Tourism help me to be more employable?
We have lots of really fantastic messages today.
Sorry.
But if there's one message that any young person or parent should take away, right, is that there is never, ever in your time, in your life, right, would you put in so little effort, right, that would have such a big impact on future earnings as your time in high school.
Yes.
Right? Never, ever. Just think about, you have 2 years, grade 11, grade 12, right? There'll be no time in your life that has an impact greater on lifetime serving, say, lifetime earning as these 2 years. That's the first message.
Yeah.
Right? The second message is that, firstly, the labor market is very competitive, right? So just having some level of experience is a huge, huge benefit, and you have a leg up, right? So because we understand this, and even if you look at very developed economies,
yeah,
you have more and more people, graduates, people with degrees, that's giving up their time in paid internships where they don't receive a single cent from the employee just for the experience.
Yeah, and the experience is key. I mean, it's very valuable.
Look, I mean, there was a report, and I have to find the report, but I think it was the Statistician General who said that if you find a job within the first 2 years, the chances are of you being employable through your life increases by 85%.
Mm-hmm.
But the reverse is also true. So we know that unpaid internships is not always a possibility in South Africa. And for that reason, Minister Mania has made considerable funds available for stipends, right? Paid internships, so that you can get that experience. But you did ask sort of the areas where there's jobs, where the jobs will be created, BPO, ICT, artisans. Those are the areas, and if you go to our website, you'll find them all there.
Oh, thank you, Nizam. And coming to the, we leave the lady for last. Olivia, can you tell me about the digital economy unit and the role they're playing in developing the skills required for the workplace in the future? I mean, that it's all about the future these days, and everything's digital. Doesn't matter where you're from, it's digital. So what's happening in your unit?
Thank you, Wayne. The Western Cape Digital Economy Program is really our response to dealing with rapid technological advancement and evolution, and the way that it affects and transforms the economy, the workforce, productivity. And so we've developed a suite of programs really to support the Western Cape to allow us to remain competitive in this global environment. On the business side, we look at supporting tech startups and tech startup ecosystems. We also have a number of programs that support generally small business adopting technology for them to remain competitive, and then also look at our kind of global positioning and really how we square up to other markets around the world. On the citizen side, in contrast, we understand fully that with technology, with disruption, we all hear the term fourth industrial revolution.
Yes. It's on everyone's lips.
Yes, that it can create some angst. And we understand that jobs, there will be some displacement of jobs, but new job opportunities and new kind of work will emerge over time. And so we really see our best defense and opportunity in that space around equipping the Western Cape citizenry for jobs of the future around technology and this human-machine interaction that's going to increase. And we have, on the citizen side, two broad areas that we focus on. One is in the space of functional digital literacy.
Mm-hmm.
We still have large parts of our population that leave school without functional digital literacy, and they just are not able to participate in the economy effectively. And we have a program called ICAN in that space.
It's a beautiful program. Yes. I don't know about it. Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
So you would know the Alsace River space that we have, and we've got a few spaces along the West Coast, and more will open in this current 2020. And then on the other side, we look at the more intermediate and advanced skills. And there we've done some research through a collaborative program into the future demand for technology and digital skills. And the program was called Skills Boost, and I'm really happy to share that information mm-hmm. widely. And just some takeaways from that research. Firstly, that the digital skills issue is not an IT issue. It is not a IT sector issue. Digital skills underpin every sector of this economy, mm-hmm. and therefore it's important to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And growing fast as well.
Exactly. Secondly, the demand for tech and digital skills far outstrips the supply. So we did a dipstick last year around all the jobs on PNET, on LinkedIn, and Google Analytics with the title Digital or Technology. Mm-hmm. And we found 7,000 job vacancies
wow.
in 1 month. So really, there is a demand for digital skills. If we cannot address that demand, it will move to other markets.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's critical that more people start orientating themselves yeah. towards vocations mm. in technology. Data skills have become one of the top most sought after skill areas, and so that's an opportunity that's emerging, and ICT leaders are saying that that's the opportunity, along with those jobs Nizam mentioned around software, coding, programming, yeah. etc. And then what we're doing in the Western Cape at the moment in that space is working with collaboratively with a number of role players, industry leaders, training institutions, non-traditional training institutions mm-hmm. to develop scaling up models around mm-hmm. getting the right skills in this economy.
Mm, lovely. And so with the digital economy unit supporting, what other ways are you supporting businesses in Western Cape? Because, I mean, businesses have to adapt. It's fourth industrial revolution. There's so many, like you just mentioned, the different types of job vacancies. How do you support businesses in the Western Cape?
Yes. On the business side, we have a few programs underway. One that will be, you'll see quite a lot of media around shortly, is called BizJump or Jump mm-hmm. for Business. Is a mobile website which includes a lot of features and tools and resources for entrepreneurs.
Any apps yet?
Yes.
Okay.
And if someone Googled BizJump, .co.za or on the Western Cape
yeah.
government website, you'd easily find that. We have got quite a number of resources for entrepreneurs, and we're expanding that to include both access to non-financial and financial information
mm-hmm.
for entrepreneurs in the Western Cape. And then recently we've released our early stage investment course. That's open to any citizen or any person, actually. It's a free course, 7 modules, and it's really about how do we as people who are interested in supporting the tech sector, supporting startups, what do venture capitalists and startup funders look for
mm-hmm.
when they try and support startup businesses.
No.
The early stage investment course is free to anyone. Mm. It's if you just Googled Western Cape early stage investment, it will be the first thing that comes up.
Okay, I think we'll put that up on the our WhatsApp yeah. line so people can, if they would like to, want yeah. more information with regards
and
to
then,
that.
And then I would say the sort of last thing is really we're going to be launching a campaign around our global positioning as a digital leading mm-hmm. hub in Africa and around the world, and we'd really like to crowdfund and crowdsource mm-hmm. participation from businesses around marketing our positioning to grow our exports, to attract investment in the tech sector.
Beautiful. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. Finally, Minister, I know you had a long day. As a business in the Western Cape, what can I do to work with the Department of Economic Development to get more involved in the skills development space, for example, either hiring some young people who are graduating from your programs or supporting your programs through sponsorships?
Let me give you a great example about how business can assist. A couple of weeks ago, we ran a program called a Work Assessment and Career Awareness Initiative with young people who are youth at risk from the Chrysalis Academy.
Oh.
And we had some great companies join us, Golden Arrow, Imperial, WNS Global. And what we did essentially was to match young people looking for jobs with companies who had jobs and internships to offer. The companies assessed the graduates, looked at their employability. The young people did assessments, indicated their interests, and we matched people who are looking for jobs with companies who have jobs. And ultimately, when those young people are placed, they will obviously get opportunities further skills development and mentorships and apprenticeships. So I really hope that more companies like Golden Arrow, Imperial, and WNS Global join us in similar initiatives. And if companies and firms are interested, they again can go to our website, www.westerncape.gov.za, to find out how they can assist. And I really hope that more companies step up and join us to assist us with our skills development program, because ultimately, if we get more young people in jobs, we will then be able to give, as I've said before, hope to people, especially young people in the Western Cape.
Minister, thank you very much for coming out. Also to Nizam and Olivia, thank you so much for joining us with regards to the Western Cape Government Department of Economic Development, Tourism and Business Support Show. Really appreciate your insight and information, very valuable information. And I'm sure our listeners out there, and I know there's quite a few, there's a lot that listen. And if you want more information, if you want to send us any feedback, our WhatsApp line is still open. It's 061-862-1065. Or if you'd like to SMS us, the number is 32158. Keyword business support. And this show brought to you by the Western Cape Government. Better together. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Wayne.
Okay.